Welcome to day number 99. We are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Tess, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we like to post them on Erev Shabbos, so they're ready to go in your inbox on Motzei Shabbos. Now, we learned yesterday that when it comes to two different types of produce that you're not allowed to plant together, midrabanan, rabbinically, you're also not allowed to plant them right next to one another because it looks like perhaps you planted them together. So we avoid that, and we do not plant them side by side. Unless there's a heker, unless there's a clear indicator that shows that you did not plant them together, that you did not violate the Isra of Kilayim. Now, our Mishnah is going to continue on that theme. How might one plant different sorts of produce together, even in one field, and perhaps even right next to one another, without violating the Isra of Kilayim? Says the Mishnah, Harotze laso sadeyu karachas karachas mikomin. A person wants to make his field into karachas karachas, a bunch of different patches, square patches, and within each patch, you plant a different sort of produce. So how would you do that? Osa esrim ve'arba karachas leveisa. You take a beisa, it's about 50 amos by 50 amos, 2,500 square amos, and you divide it up into 24 sections. And each one would be mikarachas leveis rova. Each one of these small 24 patches would be considered a rova. We've seen this rova to sa'a measurement before, the 1 to 24. We've seen that ratio before. Each patch would be a little bit more than 10 by 10 amos, so it's a little bit more than 100 square amos. So you have this large field divided up into 24 sections. Each patch is about 100 square amos. Bizarea basocha kol min sheyirtze. Then you are allowed to plant in each and every patch, you're allowed to plant a different sort of produce. So in this large field, the entire thing is planted with different sorts of produce. And by the way, they'd even go right next to another, right? They would literally be planted right next to each other because each patch is right next to the next. So you'd be able to plant 24 different types of produce in one field. Why should that be allowed? This is only the first opinion. We're going to see another opinion soon. But why does this first opinion allow it? You're not allowed to plant things right next to each other. So the answer is it's two factors here. Number one, fields were generally not squares. Things were generally planted in rows. So a square is already an oddity. It doesn't look like it was planted together as a field right next to another field. And number two, the size is exactly right. The size is small enough that it doesn't look like it's its own field, because you're not allowed to plant two fields next to another, we said that. So it doesn't look like it's its own field, but it's also it's big enough that it doesn't just look like random crops of a different type of crop growing into a field of another sort of produce, which would be a clear violation of kilayim. If you have just barley growing in the middle of a wheat field, that would be kilayim. So again, it is large enough, it's small enough that it's not considered its own field, and it's large enough that it's not considered just a smattering of that sort of produce out of field, and the shape of it also makes it somewhat anomalous, and therefore it's very clear that you did not plant them together. It's a strange patch that people say, oh, you must have planted that separately. That's why it works. Now, this is still part of the first opinion. It's kind of a side note. Haisa karachas achos oshtayim. If you have a field of, let's say, of grain, and then you have a patch, a rova, one of these 100 square amos patches that are that's just unplanted, if you have one or two of those, zoran chardal, you're allowed to plant mustard in them. Shalosh, lo yizra chardal, but if you have three, you are not allowed to plant mustard. And neshi yiras kastei chardal, because it'll look like a field of chardal, look like a field of mustard. Generally, chardal was planted in much smaller quantities than other sorts of produce. So one or two, you're allowed to plant with mustard, because we just said these patches look distinct, and therefore you're allowed to plant the mustard there. But if you get to three, then it already looks like a mustard field. And even though most other sorts of produce, if you have three karachos, three patches, that is not big enough for a field. No one would plant barley in just three karachos. But when it comes to mustard, people would. And therefore, if you do three, it looks like a field, then it's a field within a field, and that is usher, that is not allowed. But other sorts of produce, you would be allowed to plant within three. That's just more of a side note within that first opinion that says, even though you would normally be allowed to plant two different types of produce together, when it comes to three patches together, you would not be allowed to plant mustard, because that very clearly looks like a field. Anyway, all of that is part of Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is all the first opinion. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the main point here is that you're allowed to plant one field into 24 sections. Each one can have its own sort of produce, and you're allowed to fill out that field with 24 different types of produce. The Chachamim are going to strongly disagree. The Chachamim omrim teisha karachos mutaros, eser asuros. They say you divide the field up into 25 sections, not 24 sections. It's a little bit problematic how the math works out. But basically, you divide it up into 25 sections, and you plant nine of them, nine of these karachos. So essentially, you'd plant one, then leave a base rova open. You'd plant the base rova, you'd leave a base rova open. You'd plant a different sort of produce in one base rova, and then you'd leave another one open, and it would go. I'll post a diagram so it's very clear. But essentially, in order to make this work, you'd have to have a little bit less because it's 25 sections, but you'd have to have a base rova of unplanted land between the different types of minyan. That's the only way to do it. So you absolutely cannot, like the first opinion, like Rav Meir said, you cannot plant all 24 patches. Instead, you plant one patch, and then you leave a base Beis Rova, plant another patch, and that would be at most, the most you could plant is 9. If once you get to 10 or more, then you are clearly not leaving enough space in between each one. So it's 9, not 24. And now the third opinion, which is the strictest opinion. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, afilu kol sadeh beis kor, even if you have a field that is the size of a beis kor, it's 30 times the size of a beisa, lo yaseh besocha chutz mikaracha achas. The most that you can do is one small patch of 100 amos, 100 square amos, of one other min. That is the most you can do. It's an extremely machmir opinion. Rabbi Meir said 24, the Chum said 9. This opinion says even if the field is 30 times the size of those fields, you can only ever do one. The Bartanura says, I have no idea why he says this. The rationale for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems to, no one knows what it is, so we're not going to try to figure it out either. That is the strictest opinion. The bottom line is that we actually follow the opinion, the middle opinion of the Chacham. You need a beis rova between each of those types of produce. And our next Mishnah is going to assume that and ask a question about it. Kol shehu besoch beis rova, olav minas beis rova. Anything that is considered in the beis rova, imagine you have in this field, the Chacham we're talking about, you have a type of produce, then you have a beis rova of unplanted land, and then you have another a type of produce. Well, what is allowed to be in that beis rova in between the types of produce? Does it only have to be unplanted land? It just has to be soil or not? Our Mishnah says, no, anything that's in the beis rova is olav minas beis rova. Anything that is in that area is totally fine. That's considered part of the beis rova. It doesn't only need to be uncultivated land. For example, achilas hagefen, usually a grapevine would have some space on either side so it can be cultivated. So that's one example. Or a kever, if there's a grave on that beis rova in between, or a sela, or a rock in between. It doesn't matter what it is, anything that's in that space, as long as it's not one of those two grains, or grain in general, would be considered a division, and it's no problem, that counts as part of the beis rova. Now, tevua b'tevua, if you're planting two different types of grain, then the area in between needs to be a beis rova. We already know that. But, yarak b'yarak, shisha tvachim. But if you're planting two different types of vegetables, then the space in between them only needs to be 6 tvachim. That's not 100 square amos. 6 tvachim is a very small measurement. So what's the difference? So generally, when it comes to vegetation, the way that we plant it is right next to another. Like if you look at our own gardens and our backyards, right? We'll plant some tomatoes and plant some peppers and you plant them pretty close to one another. So because that's the general way of planting vegetables, if you leave already 6 tvachim, it's already clear that there are different fields that you are not planting them together. So it's a different measurement. Now, what happens if you have one of each? Tevua b'yarak or yarak b'tevua? If you're planting grain right next to vegetables or vegetables right next to grain, so one opinion says beis rova. One opinion says you'd have to leave that beis rova, that full amount in between the two, because as long as one of the two different types of things are grain, we know that when it comes to grain and grain, you need to leave a beis rova. So as long as one of the types is grain, if it's grain and vegetables, you also need to leave a beis rova. But Rabbi Elazar Omer yarak b'tevua shisha tvachim. He would say, no, you would only need to leave 6 tvachim between a grain and vegetation. Meaning to say that we know for sure if it's tevua and tevua, grain and grain, it's a beis rova. If it's two different types of vegetables, then it is 6 tvachim. What if it's one type of vegetable and another type of grain? Well, one opinion says we go machmir, we say that you do the full beis rova. The other opinion says, no, you go mekil, you assume it's just like the vegetables and you leave 6 tvachim in between. That is Mishnah Yud. We'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph tomorrow.